My name is Becky Leach, and I'm going to read an extract from my story, Seeds. I made spaghetti carbonara for tea. I know the recipe off by heart. And Mum and I ate it on our laps while we watched the news. I don't read the papers. I can read, but it takes so long. It's hard to keep track of all the information. I don't know what I'd do without the news on the telly. Report in Scotland was the same as usual. A murder in Glasgow. People arguing about wind farms. Some councillor getting up to no good. But then the newsreader's face, which was grim and serious before, turned to a smile, and she gave a wee laugh to herself before saying, "And finally, in Edinburgh this morning, locals were surprised to discover that a patch of grass had grown overnight in the middle of a busy road." They showed the grass, and then a man in a suit who laughed and said that the council were investigating, but it was, of course, nothing to worry about. That night I had a dream about the grass, about seeds opening and shoots unfurling and pushing up through stone and tarmac to come out into the warmth of the sun. I woke up early, before 6, and went out without having my breakfast or a shower, something I never do. There was no one else in the street. When I got to the grass, I saw that it had grown and was now on both sides of the road. I walked up to it, and it came nearly to my knees. I bent down and touched it. I could smell it. It smelt like... There was a hand on my shoulder. "Wouldn't do that, miss." It was a policeman. There was a policewoman behind him, talking into her walkie-talkie. I couldn't hear what she was saying. "How no?" I asked him. "We don't know what it is," he said. "It's grass. Can you step back onto the pavement, please? What else would it be? Now, please!" I did what he said, and watched from the pavement as more people arrived. Some of them were police officers. Some had video cameras. But some were just normal people. The day before, everyone had crowded round the grass. They were right up close to it. But now everyone was hanging back, standing several feet away from the cordon that had been put up. At some point, I don't know when, I wasn't keeping track of the time, the policeman from before looked my way. I saw him say something to the policewoman and nod at me. I realised that was the time to leave.